Hallelujah. Verse 26. Verse 26. It would be wonderful if I had time to go through all of this, but maybe to get you stirred up and you'll just open your Bible and say, I'm going to find out what she meant. Hallelujah. Read with me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus is talking here, he shall teach you all things and bring what? To your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. What is Jesus saying unto you? He said, you need me. You need the Holy Ghost. We are both here, and we are here and available for you, and you can change your situation. Regardless of what your situation is right now, anything negative in it, you can change it. Anything negative in it, I can change it if I just up and do it. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. 15:26. 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he that cometh to God, testify of me, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So if you come to him seeking the Holy Ghost, don't go away without being filled. And in Acts 1 and 8, we are familiar with that, many of us. If you're listening and you're not, write it down and read it. But yeah, let's go ahead. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Fire! Woo! Holy Ghost is fire. Power is come upon you. And then in Acts 2, chapter 2, and we won't have time to go there, but it tells about how they were filled with the Holy Ghost, how he came. Read it. But that's the boost I've been trying to get to all of the night, is the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So if you're listening and you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, just raise your hand. Be filled in the name of Jesus. And if you need another firing up, if you need a booster shot, lift your hand and say, I receive. Hallelujah. None of us have all we need. We're constantly needing to stir him up in a refilling and a filling and a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Many, many examples in the Bible when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you briefly. My sister Ruby, you know, she sits over there so quiet. She just got quiet the last couple of years. She was talking lady. But many years ago, she lived in Maywood, and she worked at night. And she said she stopped to get some gas, and the man was going to rob her. And so she just started, and she started speaking in tongues. And he said, what religion are you? He had a gun on her. And the man ended up asking her to pray for him. Boast of the Holy Ghost. So I ain't scared. I've got the Holy Ghost. So I'm saying, take the Holy Ghost that's in you. If you are not filled, get filled. If you don't know how, find somebody, call us. Oh, Sister Carolyn, call them. Call Sharon. Call Ruthie. Call somebody. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. When 2019 in healing class, and we started the book Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, and the Lord gave the word in healing class, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost for what's coming. It wasn't many months after the COVID hit. And so we can take that word and we don't have to run scared. I'm not saying don't do or do this or that. I'm saying looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Calling upon his name by lote. Lord, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray for. When I left out here this morning, I had a 10 o'clock conference call. And you know, the Lord just does things. It's amazing to me. And he told me one time, he said, Cora, I am amazing, but don't be amazed about what I do. Don't be amazed at me. I walked out the door out of my office out back to get in my car. And the two guys were coming around the corner. They wanted to know where to hook up the internet. You know, they're hooking up the wires. It'll be a while before the service is available. But I thought, what timing that I came out at exactly that time. And that's the way he is in your life and my life. He knows, and his timing is perfect in every situation. And so we have seed time and harvest. And, you know, I grew up on a farm, and I remember, y'all just excuse me, relax, we're going over a little bit. I grew up on a farm, and I remember we were cleaning up out here, you know, years ago, and I was chopping grass, cutting something with a hoe. Miss Jones can handle that hoe. I said, girl, don't you know I grew up on a farm? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to do it, but I do know how to handle a hoe. Glory to God. Of course, they said I didn't. Daddy said I couldn't leave any grass. And Daddy said, hit one streak and go on. He said, stop digging a hole, girl. My God. But God knows everything. So I want to share with you what the Lord said about the booster shot. He said, take the shot of the Holy Ghost, whatever situation you have, and pray it out in the spirit. He said, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. And, you know, sometimes you don't feel like praying. I remember when, you remember Anna Jean and her grandbaby passed. And we went over there early that morning, Gail went with me. And she just couldn't pray. I'm telling y'all, praise the Lord, but they are hurting. They couldn't understand it. I took over and I started praying. I went somewhere in the spirit I don't usually go. So that's what you do. You start praying in the Holy Spirit and you yield to him and you just let him take you where he needs you to go. He might have you praying for Bishop Boutry and his church over in Africa. Or he might have you praying for your neighbor down the street or that person that was in that car in front of you that you thought shouldn't have pulled out in front of you. So to sum up, and if it's okay with Bishop, I'll finish this. I've had Shonda to sing. I wrote this just before I came to church. And I'm saying, God, I ain't feeling this message. Did y'all get anything tonight? So I have my booster shot. It's working. I have to work it. You're watching. You make sure you don't miss a day praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't get mad with anybody. Don't get upset with anybody. You're koratalahaste. And you say, Lord, what did I just say? You just told me to bless them. And you told me to make them like you. Then you say, what? Lord, don't make them like me. Not like me. Make them like you. I got a boost today, a shot of the Holy Ghost. He's my teacher along the way. I trust him as most as I daily take my booster shot of the Holy Ghost. I first heard of God, our creator. I believe the word I heard. He made all things very good and made man like himself. His word has forever stood the test of time. Then he provided salvation by the gift of his son. A boost is our salvation through the blood of the Holy One. The booster came as the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. I believe that God is. I believe he rewards and heals. I believe in Jesus the Christ, his only son, the Holy One. I believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost who came to dwell among and in men. I believed and I received him, and in tongues I speak again and again. When I need to praise him, when I need to pray, when I need a boost, I pray and pray in the spirit and taking my booster shot each and every day. Now, let's shoot up. Come on, pull your sleeve up or pull on it and let's shoot up. Come on. Come on. They are trying to decide whether these booster shots will work, whether you need a fourth one. I'm telling you, you just need one, and he's the Holy Ghost, but you need to activate him over and over again, and he'll do the job, and you don't ever have to wonder. Come on, Sean. And you don't ever have to wonder. You don't ever have to worry. You don't ever have to fret. Father, we thank you for the word we've shared, what I believe you gave me to share. Thank you, Lord, for those that are here. If there's one that's lost, that's listening, we ask you right now to believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. The Bible says you'll be saved. Call and tell somebody, Jesus is my Savior. Hallelujah.